All right.
Well, thank you, brother. Need all the prayer I can get. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Tonight, Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. If it seems like I try to rush to get to this part, this is because this is my comfort zone. Everything else, I'm out of comfort. But this part, I can, you know, I feel more, at home, I guess I could say. It's not that I try not to neglect the other things, but I don't know. This is where I feel like I can be best. So. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. I had something that's been laid on my heart for a while. I shared this in the deal. I was working on something else, but I just came back to this tonight. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. So, very familiar, like I said. Matthew 11, verse number 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I'm going to read it again real quick since it's such small passage. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I want to share this thought with you tonight. The rest of your life for the rest of your life. Slow it down so you can kind of understand where I'm coming from. The rest, as in rest. For the rest, as in duration. Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you. And I come to you one more time, asking your help tonight. Asking your touch, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing unto you this night, Lord God, to edify your people, Lord God. Father, I just ask that you would come forth and you would do the work that I cannot do, Lord God. And we just lay this in your hands this night, this hour. Let the altar service be a product of your spirit, of your power. And Father, we'll be sure to give you glory, honor, and praise for it all. In Christ Jesus' name, the church said, amen. Do you follow me tonight? Do you understand what I'm saying? The rest, as in like resting, taking a nap, the rest, the peace of your life for the duration, for the rest of your life. You know, this to me is one of the essential pieces of Scripture in the Bible that you can understand, or that you can come to understand that what God is wanting to do with our lives. You know, it's essential that we read this part. It's so powerful to me because once we get the understanding of what's going on here, you realize that in your life, there's things that you cannot control. Am I right? I mean, I've only been on this earth 32 years, and I've realized that 95% of the things that is out of my control, even the things that I think I have control of, I don't have any control of them. I mean, if you really think about it logically, you can make decisions, you can do things, but it's like I was telling somebody the other day. It says, I feel like no matter what decision I make, you know, I mean, you, you, you lay out the variables, you get the goods and the bads. Okay, which one is the best one to make? Okay, this one. And it just seems like it doesn't matter which one it takes. It just seems like it ends bad, you know, or it doesn't work out like I would want it to. You know, you say, well, I did everything that I thought that I could do. I made every right decision. I did everything, but it still just, it failed, God. It was, what happened here? You know, I dotted all my I's, crossed all my T's. I made the perfect scenario plan, and it failed. You know, we're not in control. God's in control. You know, and in this scripture, it helps me to realize some things. He says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, that you've been toiling, you've been making those decisions, you've been making your plans, you've been dotting your I's, crossing your T's, and it's been heavy laden, it's been a burden. He says, and I'll give you this. He says, take my yoke upon you, my yoke. Now, I've kind of gone into this before, and I'm pretty sure Pastor David has. Of course, it's Jesus. He was a carpenter. And I don't have no proof of this, but I've heard say that one of his craftsman pieces that he made as a carpenter was a yoke. And that yoke, of course, we know it laid across the back of the oxen or whatever animals that was doing the pulling. And he said he had such a way of fabricating this piece of wood that it wouldn't chafe the animal, it wouldn't cause some problems, but it would ride perfectly across the animal's back. And that yoke was designed for two. I mean, it could be attached to more in a series, you know, like pulling a carriage or something like that, or pulling a plow. But it was two with a hitch in the middle, and whatever they wanted to pull, whether it be a cart or a plow or whatever, it rode in the, it connected to that hitch in the middle. But two animals, two oxen in there or whatever, pulled that together in unison. And that's what Christ is saying here. He's saying, I want you to take this yoke that's designed for two and lay it across your back so we can pull together. He said, my yoke, the one that I built for you. And that's where it comes into the fact that he's saying, look, we pulled together. And I had a man ask me in the jail, he says, what do you mean work together? Well, you do the things that you're supposed to do and the things that you can control, making the decisions, and God will handle the things that you can't. You work together. He says, what are the things that I can do that are for God? He says, look, man, you're the feet. You're the hands. You know, you're the voice of God in this world. He's called you to preach, teach, or to go out and all to all the world and spread the gospel. That's what you do for God. That's the part where you work together. He says, you do the things that you're supposed to do on this earth. He says, I'll do the things that you can't. We work together, one mind and one accord, pulling this thing. He says, and in this, he says, you'll find rest. I'm getting back to my point here now. I talked about having that rest in your life. You know, so many times we like to take everything on us. It's hard. Hard separating the spiritual realm from the physical realm. You know, we want to combine the two as one, and we want to take control of both. We want to take control of the spirit, and we want to be in control of our own lives and our own destiny. It's not in us to just give it up to God and say, you know what? Okay, God, I'm trusting you with everything in our lives. I'm just going to hand it over. It's hard for us. Paul said in Romans chapter 7, he said, verse number 14, he says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not, for I would, then I do not, but that I hate, that I do. He's saying, look, we got that inner war within us constantly every day. We want to take care of everything. The things that we don't want to do, we do. The things that we do want to do, we don't do. We got good intentions, but we don't allow it to happen anyway. I'm saying, look, take my yoke upon you. You're trying to worry about too many things that you don't have any control of. Your life is short on this one. It's short. 4:14. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. He said, your life just goes by so fast, and we try to hold on to everything in this life. We try to hold on to all our problems. We try to hold on to every scenario. We try to take control of everything, of every person. And God's saying, you're being burdened. You're being heavy laden. You're pulling a load that was meant to be pulled by two. You're being beat down. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares. He wants to take the load off. He wants you to have that rest in his life. Why would he mention it twice and within three verses? He wants you to have that rest. He doesn't want us to be burdened down. But within ourselves, we try to take it upon us. Every message that I give is of a conflict of myself. It's not something that this is what I deal with on a daily life. It's like, okay, God, it's not moving fast enough. I want it to happen my way. And so many times when I do make the decisions of myself, or when I do try to do the things that I think need to be done, I end up making more of a mess if I'd have just left it alone to start. But God, if I'd have just left it alone and let you have it, I just keep digging deeper and deeper. I keep getting more burdened and more worried and more let down. I keep doing things. I keep adding it on to myself that I really shouldn't. But I do it anyway because I have that inner war. I try to handle the spiritual side as well as the physical side. And God's saying, I want to handle it all. He says, I want you to take care of my business, and I'll take care of your business. I've said it before. I say it again. Charles Stanley said, the most important thing in our life is your relationship with Jesus Christ. He said, everything else will fall into place. You just worry about that. He said, he'll take care of the rest. The earth is the Lord's, his fullness thereof, and everything that dwells within it. He says, I've got it. He says, why are you worried about so much? Why are you taking it upon yourself? So many times we want to control everything, and that's what causes us to be beat down. Matthew chapter 16. I'm getting close to being. Matthew 16:24 says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Our duration, as we mentioned earlier, on this life is short. Job said in Job 14:1, he said, man's days are short and full of sorrow. And so that was his point of view at the time. That was what he was going through. He said, our duration on this life is short and it's full of sorrow. He said, it's just burdensome. And we all know that life's tough. There's no doubt about that. But the point tonight is what he's saying, what we're holding on to. Look, notice what he says. He says, if you try to save your life, try to save the things that you think need to be saved. The things that you don't want to let go of. Well, that's just not right. I think I need to do something about that. Okay? We work ourselves up over things that God's saying, if you just let God handle it. Now, some things do need to be handled, but there's some things that God says, you know what? Why don't you let me handle it? Why don't you let me take care of it? We try to hold on to what we think is right and wrong, and we try to drop the axe wherever we think it should be laid. And he said, look, man, you're holding on to these things. You're holding on to these things of this world. And he says, you're going to lose life. Yeah, I know what this scripture is talking about. It's talking about we don't want to let go of the things of sin. And that's the gist of it, too. Things that we don't want to let go of. He said also, though, in Matthew chapter 10 and 37, he said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So, oh, we're not supposed to love our children or our parents? No, that's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. We're not supposed to love our family? No, that's not what he's saying. He says when we're putting things ahead of God, when we're laying things before God before, instead of putting God primary in our life, putting our responsibilities, what we think is number one. He says that's when we lose the focus. He says that's when the things we take root in this life instead of laying up our treasures in that home above. He says where your heart is, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. And when we focus on this right here, what we see, what we feel, he says that's when we're going to, you know, he says that's not, this is temporary. We need to focus on the eternal. We need to have a heavenly mindset. Now, that doesn't mean to ignore problems. Like I said, we take care of the things we have to, but God says, what you can't take care of. Now, those of you that don't know, I'm kind of a movie fanatic. I like movies. One of my favorites, or I would say favorite one that I've watched, and because I have a small boy, I've watched quite more, is the Star Wars series. There's a quote that in one of them that we all know who Yoda is. If you don't, that's fine too. He's a character made up, not real. But he had a quote. He said, train yourself to let go of the things you fear to lose. Train yourself to let go of the things. You know, we're so afraid we're going to lose something in this life. Fear. But we know that God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. We hold on to these things. God's saying, look, that's what's going to take us away. You know, that's what he's saying here. He says, in Matthew, he's saying, you try to save your life. What you think is power. Going to miss out on the picture altogether. But if you train yourself to look to the things of God, he says, if you forsake your life for Jesus Christ, he says, then you're going to find life. John 10:10, I come that he might have life and have it more abundantly. We try to, you know, we try to appease ourselves so many times. And I'm public enemy number one when it comes to trying to please. You know, when things get hard or things get tough, I try to, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is it. I'm going to make a decision and I'm going to stick with it. Instead of being patient for God and allowing Him to work in my life. You know, He's saying, look, man, if you want rest in your life, you need to put it in His hand. He said, come unto me. He said, you've been toiling. You've been laboring. Come unto me. It's time to put my yoke on your shoulders. It's time to pull the plow. You pull with me, I pull with you. We work together. But it can't be you take the plow and you pull it by yourself. Or you just stop pulling all together. There's no rest in that either way. He says, it, but it's the only way to achieve rest is to get it. And that's my point tonight. If you want rest in your life, I don't know what you may have been struggling with. I try not to make it all about me tonight. I don't know what you've been facing. I don't know how you've been heavy laden or burdened, or what you've been trying to carry tonight. You know, don't yoke it to your back. Yoke it to the God of all creation's back. If you yoke it to Him, work together, pull together, one mind. Don't make a decision unless He's given you the right to make that decision. If He gives you the green light to go, then go. Trust God in all things. Lean not unto your understanding, and give it all to Him. He wants it. So I don't know what you've been facing, how many of the tools have stacked up, how frustrating it made you. You need to leave it in His hands and let Him have it. And that's all I have tonight. I hope something was said, a word of encouragement. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer. If you want to make an altar at your seat or come forth tonight, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You tonight. I ask for Your touch this night, this hour. God, I pray that You would minister mightily unto each and every one here tonight. Give us rest. As we come unto You and we lay our lives at Your feet, Lord God, we ask that You would take our problems, our cares, our concerns, and put them in Your hands. Minister mightily unto each and every one here tonight and give us rest. Father, we've been pulling, Lord God. We've been trying it our way. And Lord, we just ask that You would take full control this night, this hour. Bring peace unto our hearts and our minds. And Father, we'll be sure to thank You and to praise You for everything that's been done in this life. And God, we just ask that Your peace will abound in our hearts and our lives. And Lord, as we go forth carrying Your gospel, Lord God, putting You first in each and every situation, that You resolve each and every situation in our lives as You see fit. Father, we thank You for it. For we know that You have the best in store for each and every one of us. In Christ Jesus, the church says, amen. I have one more scripture I'll read, and we'll close out. I didn't want to leave this one out. I had it written in real big bold letters and I walked out by it. So I'm going to read it one. This is what I was supposed to stop with. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 4. Philippians 4 and 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and see in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. I mean, that's kind of it in a nutshell, I think. Says, you know, whatever you can think of, you know, the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ. That's it. Make your request and thank God unto Him. Let Him know. Amen. All hearts and minds clear tonight. Brother Billy, would you close us out in prayer tonight?